And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. These words are found in the book of Acts, in the first chapter, and the 9th verse. When I first became a Christian, I became acquainted with many new words. Words that were in English all right, and I could say them, but that I had no idea really what their meaning was. I remember when I first told about coming to faith, and when I described my experience to someone, that person said to me, "You've been converted." And would you believe it, I'd never heard that word spoken of that way before. I was a schoolteacher at the time, and I turned to them and I said, "What do you mean I've been converted?" I didn't think that anything special had happened to me. And then they explained to me that that's the name, that's the word that's used when a person comes from unbelief to faith. And then again, I remember one time when I was speaking about the Lord's return. Now, I read about this in the Bible. Of course, before I became a Christian, I never had any such thought at all. But when I became a Christian, I understood that the Son of God came into this world to be born as Jesus of Nazareth, that he lived for a length of time in this world as Jesus of Nazareth, that he was crucified at Calvary and put into the grave, and I understood that he rose from the grave and ascended into heaven, and that he would come back. I read those things in the Bible, and I just took them as they were, and I was talking about it one time, about the Lord's return, and someone said to me, "Oh, I see, you believe in the second advent." You know, I didn't have an idea in the world what they meant. And would you think I was trying to be funny when I tell you that I didn't even know the first advent, let alone the second advent? I had no idea. Now, just so here, when we are going to be thinking about this verse I just now read to you, there is a word that's a rather strange word in our everyday language. You've heard it around church, I know, but outside of church you very seldom hear it. The ascension. Think of it. The ascension. Hardly anything one would hear on the street, is it? Or that you'd read in the newspaper. And yet I've seen the term Ascension Sunday. Well, right here in the verse that I read to you, and in the next few verses, is all that is known about it, what we mean by the ascension. Let me read it to you again. In the book of Acts, in the first chapter, in the 9th verse, these words, "And when he had spoken these things..." When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. That's the simple statement. Just there it is. And what that means to say is that these disciples were out there in the open country, on a hilltop, and they had been talking with the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who had appeared before them again, as he did many times during the 40 days after his resurrection. And they must have been wondering and must have been surprised and must have felt rather strange as human beings to be talking to a man who had been dead and who had been raised from the dead. And there he was, had been talking to them. And while they stood there, when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, that means they looked at him. Their eyes were open. They saw this thing happen. Not just one person. Not just someone in a dream or a vision. They saw this thing happen. He was taken up, and a cloud up in the sky received him out of their sight. That's the way it reads. And that's what is meant by the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we understand from other passages of Scripture that he ascended to be at the right hand of God, where he is now seated, at the right hand of God the Father who is on the throne. And while he is there, he is interceding on our behalf and waiting the day when the Father will send him back here into this world to establish the kingdom of God in open, plain sight before everybody. That's the way the Bible puts it. Now notice the verses following. We're reading in the book of the Acts of the Apostles in the first chapter. We've just read the 9th verse, and now we read the 10th and 11th. Let me read all three of them together. "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Now, when I finish reading that, I have to pause and ask myself, how many people will be able to take that just the way it reads? For how many people is this something that they read in the pages of the Bible and they just leave there? May I remind you, for the sake of just being straightforward about it, this didn't happen in the pages of the Bible. This happened out in open, plain sight before people. You and I are to understand that this world is this kind of a world. It could have happened here, now. It's this kind of a world. That out from this world, the living Lord Jesus Christ can be taken up into the presence of God in full view of the people who see him. That's the kind of a world it is. There's far more to this world than what you can see with your human eyes. So we read here, they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up. And I couldn't help but think while I was looking this over that this is plain enough so far as they were concerned. They stood there looking up into the heavens, and when it says steadfastly, it means earnestly, gazing, amazed, wondering at what they saw. And up into the sky he went in full view of them all and was gone. Now, mind you, in these 40 days he had appeared and disappeared a number of times. He appeared to them when they were in the upper room, and then you'll remember that while they were gathered together and when he had finished speaking with them, he disappeared. Several different times we read, he appeared, and after talking to them, he disappeared. He could have disappeared now. If all he wanted to do was get away, all he had to do was just disappear. But that isn't the way it was done. They were taken out of the city to Mount Olivet, and when they got up to the top of this mountain, he ascended into heaven in plain view of them all. They were to see this thing happen. I wonder if I can say it in such a way as to make you feel as though the envelope that would enclose our hearts and minds is just torn open. We have a way of limiting everything down here into the flesh. Here the flesh is torn open. We have a way of bringing everything down into this material world. Here the material world is broken open. There's one thing you know Christian people cherish, is the hope and expectation and the confidence of seeing their loved ones after they have left this world. There is the hope and the expectation that they themselves will live again. There is the confident thought with reference to God that God is and that God sees them. All these things come vividly to the mind when you look at the ascension. Because in the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, in plain view of them all, it is as though the doorway into heaven is being opened up in plain sight. It can be seen. Now let me read on. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And here again we have to be amazed. These two men who stood by them in white apparel and who talked to them. That would remind us, for instance, of something that you read in the Gospel according to Luke. In Luke, in chapter 24, and in verse 4, in chapter 24, verse 4, when it tells the story of the resurrection, it says that they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. They entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. There we have the same thing. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? And so on. So there we have these two men in white apparel, as Luke puts it. Now, if you look back in the Gospel according to Mark, in the 16th chapter, in the 5th verse, we read this concerning this very same incident of the resurrection. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted, you seek Christ Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. This is a slightly different way of putting it. Here it tells about a young man sitting on the right side. Luke told about two men in shining garments. This doesn't need to mean that this is a contradiction. If that young man was sitting on the right side, I don't know where the other one was. But that doesn't mean there weren't any more. This is just the way the record reads, but there you read it, just the way it's put. And this isn't the only place. If you look back in the Gospel according to Matthew, in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew, and you look at verses 2 to 3 and 2, 3 and 4 in chapter 28 in the book of Matthew, this is what you read. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And lest you would think that this angel of the Lord is just some supernatural power that brought this to pass, the next verse says, his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men. This is not just one person saw it. It wasn't just the women folks, Mary Magdalene, that other Mary who saw it, but the keepers, the men who were supposed to be in charge, the men who were guarding this sepulcher, they saw this one. What I'm meaning to say is, the scriptures would indicate to us that at the time the Lord Jesus Christ was here upon earth, and especially at the time of his resurrection, there were evidences of angels here with them. Some of us will wonder, shall we believe that? Who would tell us not to believe it? Isn't it true the skeptics would laugh at this? The people who don't believe the Bible would sneer at it? Now, why should you and I believe the skeptics? Now, why should you and I pay any attention to the sneer of the unbelievers? Why not take this matter just as it reads? This is what happened. And listen to what they say. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. A good many people wonder whether they ever could believe in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can tell you one thing. Unless you believe in the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll have a lot of trouble to believe in his return. But if you understand and believe in the ascension, you won't have any trouble about the return. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us to understand these things and give us the grace to believe them. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.